BT Learning English.
UK online gamers are on red alert as they prepare for the arrival of the Cyber Athlete Professional League World Tour in September. The tour, which takes in 9 countries on 4 continents, is the first of its kind and demonstrates the desire amongst the pro gaming community to be taken seriously as professional sportsmen. For those who don't know, online gamers compete against each other playing popular games such as Counter-Strike, World of Warcraft, and Unreal Tournament. The games are played on PCs rather than games consoles. Thousands of fans are expected to descend upon Sheffield, a city in the north of England, to watch their favourite pro gamers battle it out in a $1 million tournament. One competitor who is sure to cause a splash is 23-year-old American Jonathan Wendell, better known by his gaming alias, Fatality. Despite his youth, Fatality is a gaming legend, having won 3 Cyber Athlete Professional League championships and become the world's first Doom 3 world champion, for which he won $25,000 prize money. He has also signed lucrative sponsorship deals with companies which produce peripherals and accessories for gamers. The UK is also fielding a strong team. Top UK player David Treacy, a member of the British team Four Kings, has already secured a place in the event's grand final in the United States. The Four Kings Counter-Strike team have also made good progress, taking second place overall in the first season of the tournament and winning $20,000 in prize money. The team have recently competed in the World Esports Games League in South Korea. The reception they received there demonstrates the growing status of pro gamers. They were mobbed for photographs and autographs before they played the season final, says Four Kings co-manager Philip Ride. Chinese gaming fanatics don't have long to wait for their opportunity to witness the spectacle of world-class gaming. The CPL World Tour comes to Beijing on October the 13th with a top prize of $50,000. So keep your finger on the trigger. Maybe you could be the next world champion.
This is BBC World News.